Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor Gita Achieva Porter, coming to you from a beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, and the surrounding areas. Sending you warm greetings today, trusting that everything is okay. Yes, yes, yes. And you know, hoping that you're praying for each other, praying for us to this broadcast also. Why don't you call us? Why don't you call us today? Today, make it one big thing you're going to do today is call us. Okay, 347-857-3925, and let's chat. Talk to us about the problem. Talk to us about what you're expecting to happen in your life today. You know, what you want God to do for you. Come on and let's talk about it, okay? That's why the name of the broadcast is Let's Talk About It, huh? So come on, let's talk about it, okay? All right, now remember, 347-857-3925. I am waiting to hear from you. Here is Diane. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name, Lord. Father, we just thank you for this day. Giving us one more day, Lord, Father God, to get it right, Lord, Father God. One more day for joy, laughter, peace, Lord, Father, reigning within us right now. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we ask you, Lord, Father, for forgiveness and those, Lord, Father, that we are praying for, Lord, forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Father, we ask you for your forgiveness, and Father, as you were just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespassed against us, Lord. Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord, Father, you know each and every person, name by name, you know what they're in need of, Lord, Father, and we're thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for your will being done right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, as I call these children's name before you, Lord, Father, not only them that we are praying for, Lord, Father, but, Father, all those that are heading back to school, Lord, Father, we hold them in prayer right now in the name of Jesus. Father, as we call Christopher Atkins, Rock Bedford, Owen Hankin, Levi Milligan, Ethan Jameson, Brendan Zimmer, Caroline Farber, Riley Beckford, Ellie Jameson, Melody Wages, Joshua Douglas. Father, we're thanking you right now for keeping them, Lord, Father. Father, as they're about to begin a new school year, Father, we ask you to cover the schools, Lord, Father. Cover the teachers. Cover the bus, Lord, the bus driver, Lord, Father. Cover the kids as they go to and from school, Lord, Father. Father, those that don't know you as their Lord and Savior, make it be a school year, Father, full of those that coming into the knowledge of you, praising and worshiping you. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we ask for mercy. We ask you to keep them covered under the blood to and from school, Lord. Protect them from hurt, harm, and danger. Father, we cancel the assignment of the enemy right now, Lord, Father, that none of them, Lord, Father God, is taken for trafficking, Lord, Father. Father, for sex trafficking, Father, or for organs, Lord, Father, we cancel that assignment right now in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you. We glorify and magnify you, Lord. Father, we ask you, Father, for mercy on all those kids, Lord, Father, that are without their parents today because their parents was taken, Lord, Father. Have mercy upon them right now, Lord, Father. Father, place someone in their path right now, Lord, Father, that will take care of them, Lord, Father, not abuse them because their parents are immigrants, Lord, Father. Have mercy upon them. Have mercy upon their parents, Lord, Father. Father, touch them right now, Lord, Father. Father, we just say thank you. Thank you for hearing prayers. Thank you for answering prayers right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for touching Rufus, Lord, Father. We continue, Lord, Father God, to call him before you, Lord. We thank you for just whatever you're doing, Lord, Father. Continue, Lord, Father. Continue to touch his mind right now, Lord, Father. We thank you for each and every movement, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father, for even touching Hubert, Lord, Father. Continue to give him, Lord, Father God, strength, Lord, Father, in his legs, Lord, Father, that he will be able to walk without assistance, Lord, Father. We thank you. We glorify and magnify you, Lord, knowing, Father, that there is nothing too hard for you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, those, Lord, Father God, that have lost loved ones, Lord, Father, we continue to hold them before you as to give them peace, comfort right now, Lord, as we hold the Wright family, the Hill family, the Edwards family, Hedrington family, Darrow family, Lord. Father, and all those, Lord, Father, that are not on our prayer list that have lost loved ones, Lord, Father, we ask you to send a comforter to them right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord. And we say thank you, those that you have brought out of the hospital. We say thank you. We thank you for your continual healing, Lord, for you said, by your stripes we are healed. And we thanking you for your healing. We thanking you for your mercy, Lord, Father. Father, we thank you for bringing Miss Stevens out of the hospital, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father, we just say thank you. We glorify and magnify you, Lord. Father, we continue to hold Dante before you, Lord. Father, touch him, Lord, Father, as he traveled the highways and the byways out there, Lord, Father. Father, let his mind stay upon you. Father, we cancel the assignment of the enemy, Lord, Father. Strengthen his mom right now. Touch her body, Lord, Father, as she continued to heal from that accident, Lord, Father. Touch her right now from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord, Father. Father, you know, Lord, Father, the names, Lord, Father. You know what they're crying out for, Lord, Father. Father, we thank you for touching Tony, Lord. Heal his body right now, Lord, Father. All those, Lord, Father, that are suffering from some type of cancer, Lord, Father. Father, have to deal with chemo, Lord, Father. Go through radiation, Lord, Father. Father, we ask you, Lord, Father, to strengthen the immune system, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, for touching their bodies. We hold before you Barbara, Lord, Father. Father, we hold before you Tracy, Dietra, right now, Lord, Father. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father, that they don't need chemo, Lord, Father. And Father, those, Lord, Father, that you're ready for, Lord, Father, prepare them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Give them peace, Lord, Father, those that are surrounding them. Let them speak life, Lord, Father God, and not death right now, Lord. For you said life and death is in the power of the tongue. Father, we say thank you. Father, I hold before you this broadcast. And Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast right now, canceling every assignment that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder the broadcast. Anyone speaking or listening on this broadcast, we cancel the assignment right now of the enemy, and we ask you, Holy Ghost, to just have your way over it right now, Lord, Father. Father, I ask you to decrease my apostle, my bishop, my pastor, as you increase in them, Lord, Father. Have your way, show up and show out, and we're thanking you for healing and deliverance, Lord, Father, being upon this broadcast today, Lord, Father God. Touch our listeners, Lord, Father. You know what they're in need of. And we're thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for having your way and letting your will be done in their life. Right now, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, and amen again. Now, if you didn't hear your name being called, that's because you didn't give it. Okay, call us, 347-857-3925, and give us your prayer request and your name, and we will do it. If you so desire for us to call it out, we will call your condition out if you would like us to. If you don't, we will just pray for you, okay? All right, it's whichever way you want it, but you've got to call us. We don't know, all right, unless you call us. All right. Another word for today to all of you. Personal involvement often requires risk. Risk implies danger. To face danger demands courage. This is why the fearful are seldom involved. Personal involvement often requires risk. Risk implies danger. To face danger demands courage. This is why the fearful are seldom involved. Are you one of the fearful? Is that why you're not involved? Ah, my. Hello, hello, everybody. All of you out there, those that love me and those that don't. Greetings to you today. I love you just the same. See, you don't even know you love me. That's why you listen, isn't it? Praise God. Hallelujah. Isn't that something? See, people really don't know who they are, what they're doing half of the time, you know. They just thinking the wrong way. The enemy is doing what? Trying to keep them away from the truth. That's all it is, trying to keep them away from the truth. Oh, my. Now, you know, kind of debating with myself of which way we're going to go today. I'll just let some of these other preachers preach of what we were going to do, or let Diane preach or something today. You know, praise God. Amen. Amen. You know, I was just, you know, going over and over, you know. Hallelujah. You know, God is good. Ain't God good? He is so good. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let me tell you today. Can I give you just one word? What does it say? For the word, Hebrews 4. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joint and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. My. That's the word of God. Did you hear me? That is the word of God. If we don't ever say anything else, we can stop right there. We could stop right there. Okay? Now there's more to that scripture. we was going from the 12th verse 16. But I just wanted to give you that to let you know what the word of God is. It's powerful. Why do you think they're trying to keep you from reading the Bible and telling you where you can't read, and now you got a group of people saying that God ain't real and they don't believe in him and all of that? You know, they do have a problem, don't they? The God that made them, then all of a sudden now they don't believe in him and he ain't real and he ain't there. And, you know, it's a somebody says he's a white man, God. Now, how you going to do that? How you going to plan that now? See, all these things are coming about now because of what? The word of God is quick, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing sun of soul and spirit. See, it's piercing them. That's why they talking about ain't no God. Huh? You know something working. You know if you're going to make that type of statement that something is going on, that he getting to them and they're trying not to let you think he getting to them. Hmm? They don't want to, you know, acknowledge him, you know, because they don't want to change. Isn't that, that's the only thing is the people don't want to change. They want to stay as they are. They do not want to sacrifice. You know why people turn their backs on God? So it's because they don't want to sacrifice. They don't want to give up their way. You know, they want to stay in that humdrum life that they're in. Oh, praise God, praise God. You know, I have been meditating on that, thinking about that. I said people prefer to stay in the life they're in, whether it's like they always got some pity party going on, or, you know, they just throw them a pity party, didn't they? And they want everybody to come. But listen, you don't need to go to that type of party, you know, because they want you to get on board with them, with their thinking that they don't want to believe God and God ain't real and Jesus ain't real. Then somebody say God is real and Jesus ain't real and all these things are going on today. Are you going to join them? I sure hope not. You're not going to join that bandwagon, right? Let me tell you, if he can divide the soul and spirit of the joints and the marrow, what he do? And is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. The word is. Did you hear me? That is what's making them mad. You didn't know that, did you? Yes, it is. My God. You don't want nobody tampering around with your thoughts, do you? You don't want nobody knowing what your thoughts are, and you won't admit because they know your thoughts. But that's the word of God. It's intended to do that. All right, praise God, I kind of make you upset, don't I? Pro thing. Praise God. Hallelujah. But you know, I was reading in a book, my book, ain't nobody else's book but mine. I was looking in it today, this morning. You know, it's good to refresh yourself on stuff you wrote. Hallelujah. Right, we're going to talk about it a little bit of it. Praise God. Establishing a position of defense. That's the book. Now, a defense, you need some protection, don't you? If you trust God, you receive that protection. That's your defense. You need faith to operate in the realm of trust. How you going to trust if you ain't got no faith? Trust is faith. Faith is trust. Faith is present tense confidence whenever need arrives. Do you need, you have a need today? That's why we told you to call. There's plenty needs on the other end of the line here. Plenty needs. But because of pride and because of your mistrust in the word of God, you're not going to call. You're not going to let us know that you have a need. And some would dare to say, well, if God is who he say he is, he know I have a need, and he's supposed to supply it. Well, I don't know where you got your information from. But you know what we say, the realm of trust, it operates in faith, does it not? If your faith is not reaching God, how do you expect to receive from it? All right, can you answer me? Now, you don't have faith in the word, and that's God's word. God is his word. His word is God. That's it. You need to have faith in it and trust what it say. Come on, you just need to let's put some trust on today. Put some trust on right now at this hour that you're going to read that word in a different light. You've been reading the Bible like it's a comic book. You know, that's the way you've been reading it. So now it's time now to stop reading it like it's a comic book and it's a fairy tale. And you know what I told somebody one time before? Like the Ten Commandments. They look at Ten Commandments and then they want to preach the Ten Commandments like that. And if they read the book, it don't go exactly like that. They had to add some stuff, improvise things in there to make you look at it. Because other than that, if you don't read it in the book, you just going to think that's the way it's supposed to go, the way the movie is.
True. Come on now.
You see what I'm talking about today? You see how people are? They trust the movie people who ain't saved, just trying to make another dollar. You trust them, what they say is the truth, but you don't trust God's word. Shame on you. Shame on you. You hear what I'm saying? Come on now. Ain't this time to talk about it?
Amen.
Okay. It's time to talk about it. See? You got to listen. You have confidence, which is trusting God to solve the problem. Now, you need that confidence, don't you? Therefore, if I'm in pain right now, I need confidence. What? I'm in pain. God gonna take care of it. But what if he don't? Think about that now. Do you still trust him if he don't move the pain right then as soon as you ask him to? Say, I'm tired of this pain, God. Can you move it, please, God? Suppose God say, well, can you go where I told you to go at and do what I told you to do? Huh? Suppose he asked you that. Now, how would you answer that? Come on, talk to me now. I want to know how you going to answer that. See, this trust. You trust him, you'll listen to him. If you trust him, you'll do what he say do. But we only want to do what we want to do. This is the way of the world. Everybody doing what they want to do. People going out there killing all them people because that's what they want to do.
Come on now.
Then they decide to have an excuse later. Why? I can't do it. I did it because, you know, I didn't mean to. Now you done kill all them people. You don't mean to. You can't bring them people back. Talking about you didn't mean to. See what I'm saying? Because you want to do what you want to do. See, you don't want to establish yourself in the word of God. You want to people today don't want to establish themselves in it. They want to establish themselves in feeling. What they feel, what it makes them feel. It make me feel good. Woo! It ain't about what you feel. Huh? Because your feeling can fool you. They'll lie to you every time. They'll lie to you every time. But we don't want to pay any attention to that.
You need to trust that what God says in his written word, that he is a healer. Now, the Bible tell you that. Did you read it? I guess you didn't. Okay, because if you had read the Bible, you will know that God is the one is the healer. See, the preacher's not the healer, so don't get mad at them. Huh? Because they told you the word, they're going by the word. Huh? You need to go by the word. But if you can't trust the word, you can't trust the author of the word, then you can't receive of the word. Is that true? Come on, talk to me, somebody, now. We're trying to get you out of the wilderness now. We're trying to get you out of that dark corner you in. Do you get the picture, huh? And so that you can do what? Be free to trust the word, live the word, and be the word for others also. Now, if the Bible told you you healed by his stripes, you say, what stripes? You know them stripes they laid on Jesus when he was giving up his life for you? You know all them stripes he had to endure? You see, every one of them was for you and I. Now, when the pain don't go away when we want it to, then we start hollering about, well, he didn't heal me. He didn't heal my mama. He didn't heal my daddy. You don't know what he did to them. All you know, they passed away. Huh? God heals in different ways, and you don't even know it. And he heals gradually sometimes. See? According to your faith, he say, according to your faith, be it so. According to your faith, what kind of faith do you have? Do you have faith in him enough to believe somewhere down the line? Even though it's not happening, you do like the Hebrew boys, don't you? Hey, I'm looking dead at this hot fire here that you trying to throw me in. But you know what I think? It doesn't matter how hot it is and who it consumes. My God is able. Amen. He can if he don't. Now, is your pain so severe you cannot make that statement? He can if he don't. He is able to do it. He has the power to do it. Do I have the power to accept it? Huh? Come on now. Do I have the power to accept it? Can I say I trust God? I have confidence in his word, that his word is what it says it is. It will heal if I trust it. Because what? I am protected from something as small as even as the flu. Huh? You protected from that. But we don't call on God about the flu, do we? We don't call on God if you got the flu. You going to get you some, what that medicine they give you for the flu? NyQuil. You go into the store and buy you some NyQuil because you ain't talking about you trusting God for the flu. I trust it for something else like cancer and tuberculosis or somebody, you know, stuff like that. But you don't think about it, do you? Think about it now. Huh? We're going to get some. And you know what the doctors got out now? Get your flu shot. The flu is going around. Get your flu shot. There's a whole lot of stuff going around. Is there a shot for it all?
No.
Think about it. Just think about that now.
There's a lot of diseases, a lot of all kind of bacteria and everything else is going around. If you get in the pool, you get some flesh-eating bacteria. They'll shot for that. Huh? See, there's all kind of stuff going around. You're going to have to, let me tell you, saints, one thing for today. If I'll say nothing else today, let me tell you this. You're going to have to learn how to trust God, have faith in his word, because there's more stuff flying around in the air than you can shake a stick at. You hear what I'm saying? There are all kind of disease and germs flying around in the air. See, you don't think about that, do you? Mm-hmm. Come on now. Now you need to learn how to trust God today. If I don't say nothing else, this is your day. He is your defense in this case right now. The case where sickness and stuff, you go around, you breathe whatever you breathe in, going in your system. See, and you don't see it. Every time you open your mouth, you get some germs.
My God.
Mm-hmm. Come on, think about it now. Because stuff has been stirred up from all over the world where these earthquakes and tsunamis and floods and fires and the winds, high winds is blowing stuff from one place to the other. It's going on now. Don't you think it's time for you now to trust God? This is the time to put on your now faith. Not yesterday's faith or next week, but now faith, right now. Because there's all types of less chemicals in your food. You got nuts around there sticking their tongue in your produce and stuff in the grocery stores and stuff. You got nuts out there. And you need faith. That's all I'm trying to get you to know. You need faith. Let me go on. Huh? Faith leads you where reason cannot walk. Did you hear what I'm saying? Reason can't get you through none of this stuff. Your reasoning. Ah, see? Did you know that? Do you know that? Now, let me tell you about that word called reason. It will cut you off every time. Your reasoning will cut you off every time. You hear what I'm saying? Your reason. Well, but you just don't understand. I understand fully. Let's just be real. You just don't have faith in the word. You either do or you don't.
Come on,
think about it now. You either have faith in it or you don't. You know, it's no but there. It's because you always, the world wants to reason things out. Huh? And especially them intellects. You know the intellects want to reason. They reason everything out. Oh, they got all these big highfalutin words and they want you to think they are super and everything else. But all they're doing is reasoning with their intellects, the little bit that they learned in school or the books. But they didn't learn faith in them books. They ain't learn no faith in them books. Where you should learn faith is in your church to teach you how to read your Bible and to understand your Bible. Somebody needs to teach people these things, but today they don't have time enough. They're too busy reasoning. And being intellectuals, they want to be high-fived, know everything. Nobody knows everything. Of course God give each person according to their ability. Your ability to learn, your ability to grasp hold of what you hear from the Lord. But we don't have too much ability to do that, do you? Did you see what I'm saying? Let me ask you something. Did you write the laws of gravity? What do you know about gravity? So, you didn't write the laws of reasoning, but you use it, don't you? Told you, faith, let me tell you, faith leads you to where reasoning can't go. Let me ask you something about reasoning. Have it ever climbed a mountain? Have reason ever climbed it? Now let me say this to you. Reason will find out why you can't climb the mountain. See, you ever sit around, people say why you can't. Why you can't do this or that. Why you can't preach the gospel. Why you can't be healed. We always got a why we can't be. See? But let's erase can't and say why I can do it. Can we do that? See, we're establishing something in you today. We want you to get to what you can do. And why you use the word impossible so much? The Bible say all things are possible to them that believe. All things, A-L-L, all things are possible to them that believe. Do you believe it? Whether you see it or not, you believe God because you believe in him, right? Of what the words say, that there is a God. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He is our God. He gave his life for us. You believe that? It's not impossible to be born again. See, you don't want to be say you be born in the natural again. You can't go back through your mother's womb. Don't she just put you back and change some things on you? You see? Okay. Yeah, let's be real here. And look at Peter. Okay? Now, that defies an impossible situation, doesn't it? Peter do. See, that word alone in the Bible defies reason when you look at Peter. Now, Peter was in the boat. And Peter could only see one thing. What do you think he saw? Reason. You can't walk on water. It's against gravity. You cannot walk on water. We say that too, right? Do we believe the Bible? Do you believe what it say? Or you think it's just a fairy tale? Now that's what I call man's reason. That's what I call man's reason. Do you call that man's reasoning too? You got to have what here? Faith, trust, confidence. Tell you that you can do the impossible, don't it? It should. Have you ever thought of you living the impossible? Every time you walk down the street, it's impossible that your feet touching the ground. Have you ever thought of that? Say, why is my feet touching the ground? Why can't I fly? You ever thought about that? Ask yourself that. Why can't you fly? God didn't make you to fly, did he? But he told you to catch an airplane. And you can fly now, can't you? See what I'm talking about? Y'all don't get it, huh? Oh, God. Peter only needed one word from the Lord. That's all he needed. What word do you need from the Lord to do the impossible? The things that God called you to do, you feel that you can't do them. Why would you allow somebody to talk to you and tell you that you can't do what God called you to do? Or do you, let's put it this way, do you believe that God called you or can call you to do anything? Pray for the sick, raise the dead, preach the gospel, prophesy, whatever. Everybody want to prophesy now. Now, I tell you this. Everybody wants to get into people's business. Okay? They want to be discerning whether you of the devil or not. They want to do that. Isn't that a strange thing you want to do? But if God tell you to go open up a church, if God tell you to go cross town and tell Pastor Doolittle thus and so that if he don't stop doing what he doing, he going to take him out. But you ain't going to go do that. I ain't going to tell that man that. I ain't telling people that stuff, that woman that. And not me. Why not? What you got to lose? If God told you to do it, God mean it, then that same thing that happened to him going to happen to you. Because you didn't obey what God told you to do. See, when Peter told him, say, now I'm looking at an impossible situation here. Now I see you. And I don't even realize you are the Son of God. You are, you know, Jesus, you know, you God come in that form at this time to save us. I don't even realize that. But listen here, I'm looking at you. I ain't blind. I ain't got no problem eyes. I got 20/20 vision. I can see. I see you, Lord, out there, walking out there on this water. I know man can't do that. Man just can't do that. You didn't make man to walk out there on the water. He ain't no fish. But, Lord, I'm going to stretch my faith today. Come on, I want everybody on this line right now to stretch your faith. Stretch your faith. Stretch it. Lord, now, if it's you, bid me to come. All I need to hear your voice, because I know there's power in your voice. And if I could just hear your voice, I'm going to come. That's all Jesus needs to hear. Just one somebody. I got 12 people around there. On this ship, I ain't got one that can get out there and dare to come. One. And that was Peter. Bid me to come. Now, Peter knew he had a defense, didn't he? Didn't he know he had his defense? He knew he had somebody to help him. He knew he had somebody to take him on through, going to help him through, right on through, right on through. And what he did, he got out, didn't he? Faith will try anyway. Do you hear what I'm saying? Faith will go to distance. Don't give up in the middle because things are hard. He didn't promise you everything was going to be easy either, did he? Now, he did tell you his yoke is easy and his burden is light. He told you that, didn't he? It's easy because when you have God at the helm, it's easy. Other than that, it's not easy. Hear me? It ain't easy. Okay? All you need is a word from the Lord. That's all you need. And let me tell you, you can do anything. You won't fail. Now, people say they have faith, but they're afraid to try God. They're afraid to stretch out on his word. They're afraid to believe him beyond measure. They're afraid to take the limit off of God. Oh, I want to go over there to the conference. God, is it your will for me to be at that conference? Then, Father, I need some money to get there. I don't have no plane fare. Do you know it's God's will? He's going to provide the money for you to get to where he told you to go. Hallelujah. Ain't that right? You need to take the Lord at his word. Every mountain that is in your life, you need to take the Lord's word right now. And do what? Cause it to move. To move out of your life. And confidence, confidence. One word, confidence. That word, come, put confidence in Peter's feet. And he went on and did what? Walked on the water. Now, hey, you can't say nothing because, you know, the Lord said, let me try. See how much faith he really got. See? God always puts you through the test, don't he? Every time God puts you to the test. Now, you say, I got faith. You walk out on the word. You walk out on this word you just got. And what is happening then? He going to put a little obstacle in the way. He's like, hey, stick his finger in and stir up the pot. Hello. See, he put his thing in there and stirred up a little bit. He said he blow his little breath on the water, just gently. Peter don't see it, but he just blew his breath on the water and stirred it up, shook up things a little bit. You know God always shakes stuff up, don't he? To see if you gonna keep going the way he has told you to go. Are you gonna still go the way, or you going to turn around? Now think about the Hebrew boys. They couldn't even turn around. Nope. If they wanted to. Nope. Which they probably did want to turn around, but the king orders was what? Throw them in. The king didn't change his mind by throwing them in. Even though his men burnt up before they did. Okay, got in the furnace. And now that was supposed to, the devil had that to scare them, didn't it? When you get scared, you start to shake it in your boots, wouldn't you? They finna put you in there, and you know it's hot if it just, the people open the door got sucked in. You know the devil was in there waiting for them guys, don't you? He want to scare them so, see what you getting into. For praying, don't you want to change your mind now? You see how the devil do? Do you want to change your mind? They take you right up to the last minute to see if you would change your mind. He can make you change your mind. But when you want to show the grace of God in everything, you go all the way to the end. You don't let nothing or nobody, I don't care if your mama, your daddy, grandmama, or whoever, husband or wife, you don't let them stop you. You are determined to go on, and you will go on. You will let nothing separate you because you know you got somebody there on your side. You know they got your back and they got your front too, praise God. You know everything going to be all right. Why? Because you trust God. You have confidence that he going to be right there by your side. Woo! Hallelujah. You got that confidence. See? Now, as soon as that storm came in that on that sea with Peter, Mr. Reason came in, didn't he? The devil sent Mr. Reason right on over there. Oh, you were doing good, Peter. You're doing good. You're looking good, Peter. Looking good. But what happened? Are you like that too? So soon, as people begin to talk about you, you going to change your mind? You going to go with the enemy? Because you don't want nobody to talk bad about you? Hey, is it real? I mean, when you get like that, I want to know how much of it is real. See? If it's not true, then what you worrying about? Why you allow them to stop you? That ain't you. Huh? So that must be you if you allow it to stop you. Huh? Oh, Reason just told him, don't be looking at you. You finna sink now. Hey, Jesus still standing there. He didn't leave. He didn't leave him there. You took your eyes off of him. Long as your eyes was on him and your mind was on him, you didn't look at Reason. Reason always lurking around the saints of God. Why you can't go over there and help them? Well, I'm going over here where all the people at. All the people can get you in trouble, and most of them are dealing in reason. You see? But you want to be where the reason people are. You don't want to be where the people of faith is. You don't want to be with the people that believe God beyond measure, huh? Takes the limit off of God. You don't want to believe that way. Even though you walk through the valleys of the shadow of death, you still got to believe, ain't it? Huh? Every valley you go through, you got to believe. Every little brush with death that occurs in your life, you say, Lord, I thank you. You didn't take me out. Faith keeps you moving. Faith keeps things growing. Faith keeps it moving forward. Moving forward. You don't move backward. It moves forward. F, forward. Faith, forward. Hello. Lord, have mercy. Help me, Jesus. You can walk on water if God has a reason for it. His reason for it, not your reason. You can take all doubt out. Don't let none of that creep in today, people. Don't let that doubt creep in. Don't let doubt creep in. See, if you stand on the word of God, believe it, and stand on that word of God. You know, all I can say is he's my defender. I don't care. You can talk about me long as you want, as much as you please, and anything else. But you know what? He's still my defender. He is a defender of the faith. See? And I want to keep trust operating in my life, don't you? Will you keep it in? I'm going to ask you today, will you keep trust and faith operating in your life? And listen here. Everything that you see ain't what you see. Huh? People show you what they want you to see. The truth gives you the reality of what is. Did you hear me? The truth gives you the reality of what is. So take the limit off God today. Take the limit. I just want to, you know, I always love to tell my little story, you know. This little story here about a man of faith. I read this story, you know. And you know what it was? It's something that Alexander the Great did. I just like to tell you, I hope you remember it. Now, I trust that it opened your eyes to know that God is concerned about you. And he will protect you in whatever area you need him to. What area you need him to. It's every area of your life he's concerned about. Do you hear? Some people think it's only some parts of your life, or the part that go to church. I think that's what they do. That don't make sense to me. Okay? He's always there. Now, there was this soldier that had done a great deal for Alexander the Great in his army and had pleased him greatly. And he wanted to give him a reward, okay? So he told the man, think about what he wanted, and he would give it to him, okay? Now, anybody ever did that to you in your life? Think about what you wanted? So he thought about it. Then the soldier went to the treasurer. Treasurer would not give it to him. Okay? Now, the great man, Alexander the Great, told him, whatever, you know, you just ask and I'll give it to you. So he told him to, I guess, to go to the treasurer. So the treasurer wouldn't give it to him. Alexander the Great heard about it. He heard that the man wouldn't give him, give the other soldier what he wanted, what he told him to. Alexander told the treasurer to give it to the soldier, for he asked like I was a king. Okay? See, it's the way he asked. Take your mind off of whatever is on, but what you ask for, you ask like you asking the king. The king was the one, like the big man was the one gave you that command, told you you could do that, and that's what you did. You wanted to see, is he really going to do it? With God. Now, you got to ask like who he is. He is the king. He is the healer. You see what I'm saying? And you got to act like he is. See, with them, with the soldier in here, hey, reasoning was not in operation with the soldier. He told him to ask. He didn't tell him to reason with nothing. He told him, man, anything you ask, I'm going to give it to you, because he did a great service for him. So everything that Alexander the Great had, see, he asked the faith and trust that he was a man of his word. The guy was trying to say, well, I'm going to see, is he a man of word? Wouldn't you see that? You'd do that too, wouldn't you? And you'd ask big whether you, well, now you're the one said it. You told me to ask anything you asked. Why you said anything if you ain't going to give it to me? You could have kept that to yourself. You see, I know you don't like that, do you? Now, if God said he would be our strong tower, he would protect us, then he will protect us, don't you think? The soldier received what he asked for. You see what I'm saying? What did the Bible say? Anything you ask the Father in my name, he said, I'll do it. Now, he didn't say what time, people. Let's get real. He didn't say what time he'll do it. He said he will do it, and he'll do it when he get ready to do it. God has a time set for everything. Are you going to wait on him? Lots of time, I believe, he say, I'm going to see how long they're going to wait for to give up. Or stop trying, or lose their faith. Is your faith real enough to endure to the end? Do you see what I'm saying? To end, then you got to do what? Endure hardness like a good soldier. You and you endure. You don't go complaining and everything. And I guess God going to do it. Wonder when he going to do it. You know, we got 1,000 questions to ask about that same situation that God already said he going to do. Huh? How do we expect something to be established if we ain't going to stick with it? We give up. The Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. All his ways. He can't stay on track. Huh? I'm going to believe this. I'm believing for this. I'm believing for this. I'm believing for this particular thing. You know? I say, okay, God, I can't get none because I don't know what I want myself. So how can I stick to something if you don't know what you want? Huh? And you keep jumping from one thing to the other. Do you think anything going to happen? No. Amen. I'm wait for the king. Huh? Okay. You know, I'll wait for the king. Okay. I'm going to stick with this one thing. I got some things in my mind now. I'm sticking with now. I'm going to stick with. Okay? I'm sticking with it. All right, God, all I'm asking now is where is it? You know, where is what I want here? See? Where is what I want? All right? Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I know what I want, but I want to know where it at now. Which direction I go to get it. You see, I don't care what time it is, what time he going to give it to me, long as he put me in the direction where it's at. Amen. I'm happy. You hear what I'm saying? And that's going to be established in me, in my heart, in my mind. It's in my tongue. Created with my tongue. I'm creating it right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. Isn't God good? All right, I'm going to let somebody else. I can go through the whole book, but I ain't going through it today. I just wanted to stop right there because, listen, it really lit a little fire in me this morning as I begin to read. See, it's good to read your own book sometimes. Read what you write. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. You know, that's a right now word. You know, the word that I keep hearing is the word trust, which is you have to have confidence. You believe it. And if you believe it, you will walk in it. And in order for you to trust someone, you have to have a relationship with the person, because you're not going to just take everything what a person say, but you have to have a relationship to trust what they said. And especially when it's the word of God, you have confidence in who is delivering the word of God that God said. So in so many things that we know that the word of God is quick and it's powerful, and when his word is spoke, it's been released, it's already performed what it's already set out to do. We are the one have to walk in what God is saying. And a lot of times we have to just trust God, trust the word, have confidence in him, in his word, knowing that he have never failed us. He cannot lie. What he said he will do, he is doing it. But we have to bring ourselves into that place to believe 100%, to have confidence. And the woman of God giving different example about with the water. Jesus called him out, and he started to come out, but then along the way, he looked around himself, and then what? Started to fall. So when we trust in God, we have to stay focused on what God tells us he's doing. You know, you have to keep that vision in front of you, keep that picture in front of you, and say, God, you have never failed me, and I know you're not about to do. He has never failed you in the past. He's not about to do it now. And then Psalms 28, verse 7 said, the Lord is my strength and my shield, and my heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiced, and with my song will I praise him. The Lord is their strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed. Save thy people and bless thy inheritance. Feed them also and lift them up forever. And then Psalm 62:8 say, trust in the Lord at all times, ye people. Pour out your hearts before him. God is a refuge for us. So when we have to pour our heart out to him, trust him, know that he's able to do exactly what he said. Why? Because Hebrews, the 4th chapter, verse 12 says, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. It piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit, the joint and the marrow. So the word of God is quick. The word of God is, you speak the word of God is going forth in creation and being formed. Just like God said, let there be light, the word of God was quick. Light came forth. Amen. He speak the star, things came into existence. So we have to understand that when we speak in the word of God, God is waiting on you to release what he already told you, what he's going to do for you. Amen. You have to bring back the word of God to him. Remind me of my word. Even though he's God, he knows all things, he sees all things, there's nothing hidden before him. But do you have to speak that word from out of your mouth so your ears can hear the word of the Lord, that your mind can line up according to his word, and then your action will be meeting up with that word. You cannot be a double-minded person saying one thing one day and another thing another day. Nothing is going to be accomplished. Why? Because a negative and a positive minus everything off. So we got to speak the word of God, speak what God said, get the language of God, and declare and decree that what God said, it will do exactly that. Yes, it's easy to say than done, but you know what? Keep having that relationship with him. It takes you to continue talking to Jesus. Keep on having a prayer life. Talk to him. Meditate on his word, because the more you meditate on his word, then you have the more of a trust in his word. His word will come, bring you into that place of peace that you need to do to walk in this journey. And it is a journey we are walking. So many things have happened in your life, but you know what? We have to put our trust in God. There's times you can't even put your trust in man, because what? People are subject to failure. So when people are subject to failure, why do we get mad? Didn't the word of God tell us that put your trust not in man? Because he said man can fail you, but I am God. I fail not. I am the one that created the earth, the heaven, the earth, and everything there is. So there is no failure in me, but there is failure in us. Why? Because we are in the fleshly body. We may not do it the way you expect us to do it, but you know what? You got to trust in him. He never failed. He never failed today. So put your trust in the Lord today. Know that he knows exactly what you're in need of, and he is waiting on you to what? Depend on him. Have confidence in him. Have confidence in the word of God, because the word of God is waiting on you. He is waiting on me, and he's waiting on you to be what? Trustful. Just like that little baby trusts the parent, right? That when they're trying to walk, the parent's going to catch them. Now, that parent missed the ball, that child going to be hesitant, right? So our Heavenly Father is waiting on us to trust him, launch out in the deep, believe him, stand on his word. And the word also let us know that even our Heavenly Father, if a natural father, right, a child asks the natural father for bread, will you give the child stone? Now, if your child come asking you for something to eat and you're going to pick up some rocks on the outside and give it to that child ain't going to have no confidence in you. They're going to look at you like, okay, but you know what? The Heavenly Father say, even so much more, your natural father, they will not give you stone for bread. Can you imagine? Even me, God that created you, that loves you, that will not hold any good thing from you, what would I release to you? So we got to look at it, things like that, that when God says something, he means exactly what he said. Take the limit off him and trust in him. We cannot trust in our own flesh. We cannot trust in our own feeling, because we may be down today and up tomorrow. So, but if you trust on him, ask him to give you the strength that you need. When you are weak, say, I am what strong today. So we got to speak word of life to ourselves, so we can walk in the confidence in what God has spoken. And I'm reminded that we have to really be repeating that word of God, the promises. You got to repeat the promises. You got to continue to repeat the promises. You got to what? Meditate on the word of the Lord day and night. You got to meditate on the word. See the word being manifest. See God moving and doing it. See all barriers broken down. See all chains shackled. See whatever thing that is holding you back be broken right now. So today, trust in God and know he is waiting on you and I. Remember, his word is quick. It's quicker than Bugs Bunny, y'all. It's quicker than who? Superman. Oh, my God. You know how the little commercial, he's faster than a speeding bullet. But you know what? God's word is quicker than the speeding bullet today. So you know what? You see how Superman go, psh, but God's word say, here I am. I'm right there in the midst right there. So he's even what? Super than the Superman, right? So today, be blessed.
Amen. All praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Amen. God's word is powerful. Amen. Than any. Amen. Two-edged sword. Praise God. I've been looking here, piercing even to the divine ascender of the soul and also the spirit. Amen. It's sharper than a surgery knife. I don't know whether you ever had an operation, but when they take that surgery knife out, one little split and you wide open. So as it is in the natural, amen, God's word is sharper than that. Am I right?
Amen.
Oh, praise God. Amen. God's word is powerful. Praise God. And amen, that word quick means, amen, living. Amen, his word is living. Oh, praise God. He's a living God. Amen, he's God of the living and not the dead. Amen. He's an unseen, unknowing God. He's everywhere, all at the same time. And for anyone say that there is no God, I like, amen, to tell you, amen, the Bible say only a fool saying in his heart that there is no God. Where you find that? Oh, you know what? I'm glad you asked. Man, go to Psalms 53. But if you don't believe in the word of God, amen, I know you don't want to read it, and amen, you're not going to believe it. But, amen, I can go deeper than that. Praise God. You that is not is a non-believer, praise God. The God that we serve is appointed once for man to die, and after death, going to be the judgment. Amen. That's the word of God. Amen. God say, amen, that every knee going to bow, every tongue going to confess that Jesus is Lord. Praise God. Amen. And God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Amen. In Exodus chapter 20, verse 1 says, and God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage, and thou shalt have no other God before me. Oh, praise the Lord. Look how many people, amen, have gods, amen, before the true and the living God. Praise God. But now here's God's law. He's going to give a law here, amen, to his people. Amen, Israel. Praise God. And I'm going to pick it up, praise God, in verse number, amen, number 10. It says, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God, and in it thou shalt not do any work. Look at the people work. You're going to keep the Sabbath, you don't do nothing but serve the Lord. Praise God. You don't go shopping. Mm-hmm. Don't get quiet on me. Mm-hmm. You don't wash no clothes. Praise God. You serve the Lord, the true and the living God. Amen. And thy in it, thou thy son, thy daughters, thy maid service, not thy cattle, not thy stranger that is within thy gates. Verse number 11. For in the sixth day the Lord made the heaven and made the earth. Praise God. And they got here in our society today about evolution. And they want to say we come from an ape. But my question to them is, where the ape come from? Hello, somebody. We can call in. It's time to talk about it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We here. We got a few more minutes. Praise the Lord. And the sea and all that is in them is. And rested the seventh day. Now, as God rests, he wants you and I to rest. Am I right?
Yes.
Wherefore, the Lord blessed the seventh day and hallowed it. Verse 12, honor thy father and thy mother. If you don't believe that God is real and God is God, look what he said. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. You know why the young, so many young is being cut off? For disobedient, disrespect for parents, talk back, don't look at me, don't tell me what to do, and leave me alone. And they mean it. Praise God. Don't pay no bills, don't have no job. Praise God. And they've been cut off. Amen. Because God's word is going to stand. And they cutting their lives short for being disobedient to their parents. Now, this is God's law back then. Amen. And God's law stands. Am I right? Praise the Lord. Verse 13, thou shalt not kill. That's God's law. Thou shalt not kill. I tell you, you know, they say you can't put the Ten Commandments in the school. You don't have to teach it. Just put it on the bulletin board, on the backboard. Thou shalt not kill. And somebody see it enough, praise God, I believe it'll change some of these minds. Need to even put it in some of these jobs. Am I right? Thou shalt not kill. And look what's going on. But ain't you glad that we have, amen, God have give people authority? I'm glad for the police. I'm happy for them. Praise God. They the one enforce God's law. Praise God. Amen. Now, you can kill somebody if you want to, but you know what's going to happen to you if they catch it. Mm-hmm. Verse 14, thou should not commit adultery. Look how many people are committing that, breaking God's law. See, he said his God ain't real. Now, this is God speaking now. Verse 15, thou should not steal. Man walk in the bank like he own it. You ain't putting nothing in there. How you going to take something out? And not did it not one, not twice, not three times, but four times. Praise God. Just walk in like he owned the bank. Praise God. Thou should not steal. Look at the stealing that goes on. Breaking in people's houses. Breaking in stores. Stealing our cars. Stealing cars. Doing everything that's up under the sun. Thou should not steal. This is God's law. If you say God is not real, God made the law before man did. But he put man here to enforce it. Am I right? Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. And 16 says, thou should not bear false witnesses against thy neighbor. Thou should not cover thy neighbor's house. Thou should not cover thy neighbor's wife. Thou his manservant, not his maidservant, not his ox, not his ass, not anything that is his thy neighbor. Praise God. Amen. Neighbor start paying their house, you start paying yours. The dog go, the neighbor go get them a dog, you go get two. Praise the Lord. Man, now I ain't got no problem with what you get. My problem is when you walk in your dog and you're going to let him do his business in my yard. Man, you got a yard, let him do his business in your yard. Am I right? Praise the Lord. Now, hello, somebody. Watch this now. And all the people saw the thunder and the lightning. Now, you know that thunder and the lightning, it'll get your attention. Some people don't want to respect God. If you think there's no God, keep going to the beach and playing around in that water. Hello? Come on, somebody. Amen. And it's happening now. Praise God. Mm-hmm. You, the God words say when the Lord is in his holy temple, let all the earth keep silent before him.
Yes.
Oh, praise the Lord. And when that thunder and lightning hit, you need to go somewhere and sit down. Oh, I don't know about you, but I trust the Lord today. Oh, praise God. Oh, thank the Lord. Now, and all the people saw the thunder and the lightning and the noise of the trumpet and the mountains and smoke. And when the people saw it, they removed and stood afar. See, lightning to get your attention. And that thunder, oh, yeah. That sharp lightning, oh, you're going to move. Praise God. And they said unto Moses, watch this now, speak thou with us, and we will hear. But let not God speak with us, lest we die. Now, you still don't think God real? Hello, somebody. Hmm? A plane went down in hidden houses, coming down on the street. It's just the grace of God, mercy, that nobody would just took out of here. Praise God. You know, God say he rain on the unjust like he do the just. Praise God. But now it's some consequences, amen, for sin. Praise God. We were talking about it this morning. Amen. Ain't nothing in this world free. Amen. Jesus said, come unto me, all you that are laboring and heavy laden. He said, and he'll give you some rest. If you want to find some rest for your soul, you got to come to Jesus. But you got to give up something, that past life. Huh? Are you listening to me? Praise God. Amen. And Moses said unto the people, fear not, for God is coming to prove you, to show you, to test you. Since you're looking for a man to come down out there, they were looking for a man to come out the mountain. Man, but God spoke through that thunder and that lightning. God will get your attention, you that don't believe. Amen. But he said, today you hear my voice, harden not your heart, because today is the day of salvation. Praise the Lord. Amen. Do you believe it today? Praise God. God has come to prove you, and that his fear may be before your face, that you sin not. Praise God. Amen. You know you hear the terms that he'll put the fear of God in you. Oh, yes, he will. Amen. Because he knows the heart. He say, I searches the heart. Knows what's in the mind of your spirit. Praise God. He will turn your midnight into day. Amen. But he say, you come. He said, if you come, he will in no wise cast you out. Amen. Make up your mind. Amen. Get your heart fixed. Amen. That you're going to serve the Lord today. Today is your day. Don't put off today for tomorrow. Because, amen, it is not promised. We used to say don't put off the day for tomorrow, but don't put off the next 5 minutes, praise God, for the next 5 minutes, praise God, because these people is dropping. They're leaving out of here, praise God. And that's one thing is for sure, amen. We're going to have to make that call. It's four calls in life, amen. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to Sister Diane. That first call is when you're born. You didn't have anything to do with that one. That between your mother and your dad. They were just having some fun. And 9 months later, you here. If you don't believe it, look in the mirror. Help me, somebody. That second call is when he call you out of darkness into the marvelous light. Praise God. Now, you have to do something about that call. Amen. On the third call, praise God, is when he come call, amen, you to death. Praise God. Amen. And that fourth call is when he come back to receive you unto himself. But if you ain't made that, amen, answer that second call, praise God, amen. You don't have to worry about the fourth one, because you won't be going up, you'll be going down. Praise God. So God is God. And he say, besides me, there's no other God. Praise God. So God, he spoke all them words. I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt and out of the house of bondage. Amen. And he'll bring you out of your bondage if you put your trust in him. Praise God. He say, what I do for one, I do for all. He have no respect of person. And that's for his whole universe. Praise God. Man, I'm not talking about a religion here. Praise God. But Jesus say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And he said, no man come unto the Father but by me. Oh, you got to go through Jesus Christ today. I don't believe that. Amen. I'm sorry. Amen. I'm just here to help you. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Don't try to figure it out. amen, they say, Lord, help me, amen, to understand. And I receive your word as it is. Praise God that he will come and manifest himself to you. He said, if you draw nigh to me, I'll draw nigh to thee. Praise God. Are you ready? Amen. All you got to do is make up your mind. Praise God and come, amen, to Jesus, and he will not cast you out. Praise the Lord. God bless you today. May heaven continue to smile on you. Jesus love you. Amen. Trust the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. God bless you today. Bishop love you, and Jesus love you more.
Amen, amen. I thank God for that awesome and powerful word coming from Apostle Porter, Bishop Porter, and Pastor Sharon, establishing a position of defense. I tell you, God is powerful, and that scripture, I tell you, Hebrews 4:12, for the word of the Lord is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. God is the only one, only one, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intent of the heart. So you know what? If God created us just like he created us, use that word to create and not tear down. Trust in the word of God and know that there is no other God but you. If you have missed this broadcast, my advice to you is just go ahead and go to blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen to it from the beginning. It's some awesome listening. Join us every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That calling number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Every Friday at 11 p.m., we have the Wailing Walls prayer line. And that calling number is 218-548-6746, code 3333-POUND. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333-POUND. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Yep, it's time to call and tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Speak that word, trust in that word, and trust that you serve that awesome and powerful God. You would like to bless the woman of God, sow a seed into her life, into the ministry, into the radio broadcast. Plant a seed. You can go to our website, which is LogianInternationalMinistries.com, and hit that donate button. Again, that's LogianInternationalMinistries.com, and hit the donate button. That's LogianInternationalMinistries.com, and hit that donate button. Or you can send it to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. That's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Till then, be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. And I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. And he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
as soon as I I stop worrying?
Worrying how the story ends.
When I let go.
I let go when
and I let
God.
Let him have.
Let God have his way.
That's when things start happening. Struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright. Yeah. My word.